Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name. We exalt you because you are the only one that deserves all our praises. Without you, we are nothing. Whatever we have achieved thus far is by your grace, is by your mercies, is by your kindness. And we say, honor, glory be unto you. Everlasting Lord, we thank you for all the past broadcasts. Thank you for all the souls that have been won to your kingdom. Thank you for the abundance of testimonies that you have given unto your people. And we say, be thou lifted up, high Lord. Be thou exalted in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we commit this day's broadcast into your hands. I will pray, Lord, that indeed your word will go forth with power. Your word will bring forth salvation of souls, bring forth deliverance. Your word will draw us closer to you like never before, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. It's good to be back once again with you this week. And I'm sure that the Almighty God is going to perform His wonders, His miracle in your life, in your families, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your joining today's broadcast will not be in vain for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today I'm going to be sharing with you what I titled, Just Obey. Just Obey the Word of the Lord. I'm going to take my text from the book of John chapter 2, and I'm reading from verse 1 to 11. On the third day, there was a wedding in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servant, "Whatever he says to you, just do it." Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water," and they filled them to up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servant who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom. And he said to him, "Every man at the beginning set out the good wine. And when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now." And this beginning of signs Jesus did in Canaan of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. May the Lord bless the reading of the word of God in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just like the title of that message is, just you believe, just believe the word of God, taken by his word. On that fateful day when Jesus Christ went to that wedding where he was invited, Jesus did not great crash there. He was invited. He went, and on that day, he performed miracle. Even today, as you have joined today's broadcast, indeed, the Lord will visit you. The Lord will perform his wonders. He will perform his miracle on your behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I want you to know that according to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, reading from verse 1, it says, "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Why? Because you obey the word of God. Brothers and sisters, God is ready to perform his wonders and miracles in our lives. But what he needs you and I to do at all times is to obey his words. All these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, provided you obey the voice of the Lord. The grace to obey him at all times, the Lord will release unto you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, Mary, told the disciples on that day, say, just obey him. Just do whatever he says. Don't question him. Don't try to rationalize it. Don't begin to ask questions, how are you going to do it? Just you obey him. The book of Hebrews chapter 4, reading from verse 2, says, for indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them. Why? He said, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. The grace for you to mix the word of God you are hearing with faith, because faith is obeying the word of God until what he says come into manifestation. Following his word, obeying his word does not mean that the very moment you obey the word, you are going to see a change. No, because in this passage that we read, the disciples were told that they fetched the water. But between the time they fetched the water and they got to the master of the ceremony, the water changed to wine. So there is a process. But all you need to do is to obey him. He who has made that promise, he will fulfill it, because his word is yea and amen. And that word of his will come into manifestation in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Because God wants to do something wonderful. He tells us in the book of Psalm 102 verse 13. He says, you will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. This is the set time for God to favor you. But for him to be able to favor you, brothers and sisters, you must be ready to obey him. And as you obey him, he will perform his wonders in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. No matter the adversity you are going through, no matter the situation you are going through, God is going to deliver you. He says he's ready to do a new thing for you. He did a new thing on that day. He turned water to wine. And that God is still in the business of performing new things. In the book of Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, he said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The Lord is going to do something wonderful, something awesome, something glorious, something fantastic in your life, in your family, in your ministry, in your career, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says he's going to make a road in the wilderness where you have been told there is no way. The Almighty God will make a way for you. But as you hear his word, brothers and sisters, make sure you obey him. Make sure you are doing that which he says you should do. And as you do so, the Almighty God will show himself awesome on your behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25. He says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Brothers and sisters, the foolishness of God is wiser than men. So why don't you believe him? Why don't you obey him? Why don't you follow his instruction? Because his foolishness is even wiser than the wisest of men. His weakness is stronger than the strongest of men. He is the Almighty God. Brothers and sisters, obey him. That which he says you should do, just obey him. and see it coming into manifestation in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know that the Almighty God, whatever He says, He will bring it to pass. What He says, He will bring it to pass. By your obedience, you can even quicken the response that God is going to give you. Because in that passage that we read, Jesus was telling His mother that, look, my time has not yet come. But the mother said, servants, just follow Him. Whatever He says, just do it. And as a result of that, He performed that miracle. He performed that miracle. Everywhere He goes, that is what He goes about doing, performing miracles everywhere. So if you want to use your own sense to understand what God is about to do, it will be very difficult. At times He tells us to do things that may not make sense, but that doesn't mean that you won't follow Him. You just have to follow His instruction. Do whatever He tells you to do, and as you do it, the Lord will perform His wonders in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you and I need to obey Him. You and I need to obey Him. You are hearing the word of God today, and you probably don't even have any relationship with this God. This God I'm talking about, I say you should obey. But I want you to know that Jesus loves you. I want you to know that He cares about you. I want you to know that Jesus is thinking about you. I want you to know that Jesus wants to promote you. I want you to know that Jesus wants to take away that sorrow, that shame, that reproach from you. But what you need to do is to accept Him as your Lord and as your Savior. And as you do so, you will see Him moving on your behalf. Because if you do not know Him, it's difficult for Him to walk, to perform His wonders in your life. You don't know Him, you don't have a relationship with Him. But the moment you know Him, the moment you have a relationship with Him, you become the apple of His eyes. You become so special to Him that at all times He's there protecting you. He's there guiding you. He's there showing you the way to go. He tells us in the book of Psalm 32 verse 8, He makes us to understand that He is there. He said, I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will guide you with my eyes. Say, I will instruct you. He will not allow you to fall into the pit. Whatever pit the enemy has dug for you, He will not allow you to fall into there, because He's the one instructing you. Because He's the one teaching you the way to go. And He is guiding you with your eyes. So brothers and sisters, you are hearing me today. You don't have a relationship with this God. I want to give you this opportunity to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. And even if you have the relationship with Him, but you have been backsliding, it's time for you to go back. It's time for you to begin to obey Him. It's time for you to begin to follow His precept, follow His instruction. And you begin to see the wonders He's going to perform in your life. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for this, your children, that you have forgiven their sins. You have written their names in the book of life. I thank you, everlasting Lord, for this new beginning in the lives of this one. I pray, Lord, that you continue to be with them, continue to keep them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For everyone who have listened to this broadcast, the Almighty God will do something wonderful, something glorious, something excellent in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will promote you. He will elevate you. He will uplift you. He will perfect that which concerns you. He will fight your battles for you. He will grant you victory on all sides. He will put new songs in your mouth, song of joy, song of rejoicing, song of victory, song of fruitfulness in the mighty name of Jesus. Every evil name that you have been called either to, that name has now been changed for a better name in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is your season of rejoicing, and indeed you will rejoice, you will celebrate, and you will be celebrated in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.